Blog Talk Radio.
Backward turn, backward, oh time in your flight. Take me back to jazz greats just for tonight. Can you believe that it's May 10th or is it the 11th? It is the 11th. No, it's not. It's the 10th. And I decided that this entire week would be dedicated to the fine arts. Today, all that jazz. Oh, but a belated happy Mother's Day to all of you mamas in the universe. And tomorrow, the show is going to be on at 8 a.m., so be sure and listen, write that down, part two of all that jazz. Thursday at 12:30. Dance, pirouetting into history. Dance Theater of Harlem embraces works by women. And Friday, we just gotta dance. Seniors dancing on Broadway. How exciting is that? Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Brotherhood and Sisterhood, Iron Workers and Impact. They dance to their own drummer. I don't know, is it the Paso Doble? Do they waltz? Do they jitterbug? I think it depends on whatever the job is. But did you know that in ironworking, they embrace women? The sisterhood. Can't you just feel the energy? Titanic shaping and bridging the future. Giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact. The Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. Do you want a career or a job? Log on impact-net.org. I love illuminating the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics revealed not only in their artistry but in the spirit of brotherhood and sisterhood and solidarity. Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. Iron Workers International, the Dom Perignon of the trades. To find out how to qualify, all you guys and gals, log on ironworkers.org. I had a great workout this morning. The left knee is still giving me a little pinch, but it was just great to be in the gym. I work out at the Hoffman Estates Park District. I remember we did shows on there are two kinds of dreams. One, that's just a dream. What if, I should have, I could have, what. And poof, it's gone. You didn't put a foundation underneath it. And then there's the dream. You've gone through the abyss and you're standing on the mountaintop. And they did in 2009. And what did they hold in their hand? The gold medal for excellent. Nationally. Enrica Cuff is the director extraordinaire of the 50 Plus Consortium. Pick up the mirror. Are you bored and lonely? Who designed your life? Choices, choices, choices. Remember, there are 1,440 minutes in a 24-hour day. How are you going to spend yours? When you woke up this morning, were you excited? Were you the Michelangelo of your life? Or are you filled with toxic negative thinking? Do you want to find out more about getting back into life? Refire, don't retire. Well, by the way, sidebar, there was quite a nice article in the paper yesterday, and it had to do with, aging and retirement. When you retire from the job that you have now or the career, and you're simply just going to sit there and retire from life, statistically, you probably won't live too much longer because the body will atrophy. The brain will just go blah, and the blood will get like sludge. So I want you to log on heparks.org into life. Did you live? Did you love? Did you matter? Are you dancing? Dancing and laughter are the elixir of youth. To those of you that don't want to just sit and do nothing. And we'll talk more about laughter on another show, but today we're going to talk about dancing. But first, contact your local park district. Oh, they have a plethora of activities for you. And then your senior centers, and then don't forget the libraries. I don't know how Rika does what she does. They have trips planned. There's Mahjong, Tai Chi, chair yoga, this yoga, that yoga, this exercise, bike riding, walking. The body and the brain don't age. We do by our choices. HEParks.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre. He's our CPA. If you need an answer to a little financial query, he shall be delighted to assist you. His email is ahtax@ameritech.net. Did you know that everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health? Yeah, looks do matter, but you have to take action. I want you to hear this. Brain, your body, every cell in your body remembers everything that happened in your life. How many times have you had deja vu? How many times did you go, oh, I can't believe this is happening again? Your brain, your subconscious, is like a storehouse. And something might just trigger it. Push your button, and you'll get sick. You'll have an anxiety attack. I don't know. But I just want you to know that your body and brain, your nervous system, your spine, your meridians, the cells have remembered everything from even before you were born. What did your mommy say to you? What did you hear in the world that you weren't quite ready to enter? Stress, trauma, anger, they all release toxins in our body. Get the book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible. Find out how you'll have the energy, the coordination to dance through your life and not going to the very end with your dreams still dancing in your heart. Ain't going anywhere, hmm? You get the book. It's not on my website, but there, you could take a look at it, but you can't order it. If you want the book, you need to order it through me. It's an e-book and a soft copy. And it is non-fiction. Yeah, but I know there are those of you that want to reinvent the wheel. Look, honey, be my guest. You ain't going to get any palaver from me. But why don't you jump on my bandwagon? Because that's what I do with other people that know so much more than I do. Because I'm constantly learning, moving higher on the path of life, which has no end, only new beginnings, only new opportunities, new portals and vistas to enter, to explore, and to dance my way through the winter of my life, spring, summer, fall, winter. It's the springtime of my life. Sidebar, even though in Chicagoland it's raining and it's cold. But let's go back to looks do matter. When you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. Get the book. When you know how to get it, email me, kathystudio@sbcglobal.net, or you could write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois. And then log on, simplyageless.net and kathywatsonspeaks.com. Click on the video and then scroll down to the books. You'll see The Elixir Nonfiction, Choices Nonfiction, Awe-Inspiring Choices Revealed by Successful Entrepreneurs, introduced by Kathy Watson. You could order it through Author House. If you want a ton of them, call me, and I'll get you a nice discount, I promise. Scroll down, The Heart of the Lion. I co-authored with Tom Puttrick, my dear, dear Tommy, who's with his mommy now. Tom passed away in September. Who said that time heals everything? Anyway, I digress. You could get the book at Amazon.com or Ex Libris. Scroll down. 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. They're all nonfiction. Now, with The Heart of the Lion, part of it is fiction and part of it is nonfiction. It's up to you to decide what is nonfiction. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Edith Mam, author extraordinaire. She wrote a book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. It's available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes and Noble. Have you ever thought about being the CEO of your own business? Do you want to work from home? Keep in mind, it's a business, you need a formula. I have the formula. Imagine you calling the shots on everything in your company and then incorporate the family, the kids, and teach them about money and having a blueprint. The iron workers cannot go out to a field and say, okay, we're going to construct a building without a blueprint. How do you expect to run a show without a blueprint? You need direction. You know how to get in touch with me. But just imagine, this is a way to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals, and it offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself while you're making money. And this will encourage you to believe in yourself. I do believe that, no pun on words, that home-based businesses fail in the first 30 days because they don't have enough self-confidence. But I'm just a click away. I shall be delighted to help you with your plan. I'd love to upgrade your life today, connect you to a new universe, to find out who you really are and what do you dance to. You see, I'm married to the Silver Fox. He wants to do maybe jive. And I'm a risk taker. I want to do the Paso Doble, but I don't want to hurt the bull. So what type of dancer are you? You could call in 347-637-3789. And this just may be the key to perhaps why you're not resonating with your mate, your significant other, I don't care who it is, or even with your children. You know, they're all little jitterbugs. They just want to get out there and start dancing, jazz it around. But who are you? What hat do you wear when it comes to the sound of music? Huh. Can you connect to your real self by doing the two-step? What are you asking for? I'm asking you to tell me what type of dancer are you? And, you have to go online, willowbrookballroom.com in Willow Springs, Illinois. Baruthe is the owner of it. And on Sundays, she has the big bands come in and play music when dancing. I love the idea of, you know, embracing. And ballroom dancing, international style, is diaphragm to diaphragm, but that's for the truly, truly professional dancers. But isn't it nice and cozy to dance cheek to cheek and just feel the warmth, impression of dance? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, and you're all invited to log in on 347. Call in on 347-637-3789. Who are the jazz greats? Do any of you know? Nobody knows for sure where the word jazz actually originated. The early pioneers of jazz, I don't know Freddie Keppard, Bunk Johnson, and Clarence Williams could not make a living with their music and had to work other jobs to support themselves. The next wave is a wave of jazz musicians, including Joe King Oliver, Kid Ory, and Jelly Roll Morton, were more fortunate as the growing interest in jazz allowed them to play music full time. I have no idea, F-G-H-I-J, where, I-J, just hold on a little minute, where jazz originated. Do any of you? If you do, please call in. 347-637-3789. And in Webster's Dictionary, that's what I was doing, jazz, enliven, kind of American music involving improvisation, empty talk, jazzy. How about a jazzy outfit? Jazzy conversation. How does jazz fit into your particular life? The music? Have no idea when and where it all began. Trombone players in wagon bands had to sit on the tailgate so they wouldn't accidentally hit anybody in the band while they were playing. Ski-bee-dee-bee-doo. Ski-bee-dee-bee-doo. When I think of jazz, I kind of think of Louis Armstrong. Now, according to the information that I have here, you know, I do my research. This is a short edition of Scratchmo. Because he had such a large mouth, friends of young Louis Armstrong would call him Dipper Mouth or Satchel Mouth. later nicknamed Satchmo. He went on to become one of the world's most best-known jazz musicians. But cornet player, I have no idea who Buddy Bolden is, but he was considered the first real jazz musician. And in the research that I was able to uncover, the first New Orleans jazz was played by African-American and Creole musicians in the late 1800s. So when and where did it all begin? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And you're all invited to call in. It's bebop time. And this is page one. No, part one. I'm on page one. All that jazz. A couple of hundred years ago, slaves in the American South would sing songs while they worked. They also sang field hollers, which were sung by solo workers. These types of songs, combined with spirituals, jubilees, drum time, marching music, and a host of other folk styles, contributed to the music we now call jazz. Now, every type of music has a beginning. Jazz was meant to be fun. Unlike traditional music that was written and then played by musicians, jazz had a different approach. In jazz, the melody was only a starting point, allowing the musicians to improvise and to create as they played. You know, that's like improv in acting. This musical form of game playing helped to set jazz apart from all other styles of music in the world. Other female jazz singers: Ethel Waters, Ida Cox, Bessie Smith, Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday paved the way for the future female jazz singers. I didn't know that they really started out as improvisation. And they kind of played off each other. Dance, romance, relive the glory days. And what I could think of right now are the five senses. But I did ask you earlier, what type of dance is your life doing right now? Right now, mine is kind of doing a little waltz because I am writing an essay. And when I get the epiphany, when the brain starts to work, you can't push it. You just have to slow down and kind of move with the rhythm. Time to hear the sound. Take time to smell the aura, the Paso Doble. I see it now, and a big arena in the Bull and the Toreador that has one unique smell. Then I'm thinking of the walls, roses and lily of the valleys, an entirely different fragrance. Jive. What type of music? What type of, how would you hear that? Exciting. And what era was it? You danced, but you didn't have a partner? Oh, I rebelled. I said, oh, no. I love the up close and personalization of dancing with a partner. Can't you just taste the flavor of the different forms of dance? And of all of the pioneers that made it happen? Don't you love the feel of embracing? And how about doing the tango, which has its own rhythm? Very difficult, very difficult, very difficult. The samba. Who on earth? Ah! Backward, turn backward, oh time in your flight. Take me back to the Cro-Magnon time. What did they do? They swayed to the music, to the waves, the trees that would wave back and forth. And that's how they began to dance. Back and forth. Our pioneers, our ancestors, goes back into ancients of times. I could see their footprints on the sand. Can't you just feel their energy? Can't you see it in your mind's eye? If you were to create a musical game today, what would it be? Would you incorporate the five senses? Ella Fitzgerald and Aretha Franklin. Yeah, that's the other one that I was thinking of. Because Aretha Franklin is, she is featured in Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later. James Brown and the Bard, Soul Songs and Shakespeare. So I wonder what Shakespeare would have done if jazz were prevalent. Backward, oh backward, who created the movement? So I need to ask you again, what is it describing, forming your life today? You know, Michelangelo was on, did the Sistine Chapel in Rome, and he, on a plane, got a board, whatever, upside down, he painted. If you were to paint a portrait of your life right now, what musical entity would you embrace? Jazz? Waltz? Samba? Tango? Paso Doble? Or jitterbug? That's the word I was thinking of earlier on. I have had friends, and on board ship, oh my gosh, the male escorts, the dancers. Oh, and have you been watching Dancing with the Stars? Absolutely incredible, incredible talent. So the early pioneers of jazz, they just planted the seed. And the others came in and grabbed it and embraced it. They could see it. They could feel it. They could taste it. They could smell it, and they could hear it. So what dance would describe your life today? What dance, if we were to go backward in time, would you choose to describe your life coming to this point? I go back to the Paso Doble. I love the excitement of it, the uncertainty of it, because I know that I have full control of the type of music that's going to propel me forward and upward in life. Until tomorrow, keep dancing. Au revoir.